أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Now we are talking about dealing with prisoners of war. We said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to free them, used to intercede or at least accept intercession with prisoners. Also, feeding them was one of the things that the Ahlul Bayt used to do. Now we do understand there is an entire chapter called Al-Insan, the human, where the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam have fed a prisoner. وَيَطْعُمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, that they feed people on his love, a poor, an orphan, and a prisoner. And for doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal an entire chapter for the Ahl al-Bayt that will be read until the end of times. Just feeding an asir, feeding a prisoner of war. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, إِطْعَامُ الْأَسِيرِ حَقٌّ عَلَى مَنْ آسَرَهُ, feeding and giving food to the one who you take captive is a right upon you that you need to feed him. On the same notion, we have to be kind to these people. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi, again, he says, إِطْعَامُ الْأَسِيرِ حَقٌّ عَلَى مَنْ آسَرَهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ يُرِدُ مِنَ الْغَدِّ قَتْلُهُ, even if this person, yesterday he wanted to kill you. أَنْ يُطْعُمُهُ وَيُسْقِيهُ وَيُرْفِقْ بِهِ كَافِرًا كَانَ أَوْ غَيْرَهُ, you need to be nice to him, you need to feed him, you need to give him water, whether he's a Muslim or not. That is how merciful Islam is in terms of dealing with prisoners. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the Muslims to kill any prisoners. Prisoners are not meant to be killed. You cannot kill them. Imam Zainul Abidin salamullahi alayhi says, the Imam alayhi salam is giving us a worst case scenario. He's like, okay, you've taken someone a captive and you need to take him back to the city. But obviously that captive himself is wounded or he can't walk, which means he's going to drag you around. So you might say, well, you know what? He's a prisoner of war. This guy was trying to kill me. I might as well just kill him and go home myself, save myself the trouble. The Imam says, no. You cannot do that. He says, you have two choices. Either you take him with you, which is, you know, you have to carry the burden of carrying him back, or let him go. Let him go. Let him deal with himself. Send him back to wherever he came from. فَرْسُلْهُ وَلَا تَقْتُلْهُ, let him be free and do not kill him. So we cannot, under no circumstance, kill prisoners of war. And we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't got a single record of him hurting or killing a prisoner, nor did he allow it to his companions. Actually, one of the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he gives to his armies when they go march, he said, try not to take prisoners. We don't need prisoners. If they submit to Islam, then the problem is solved. If they run away, don't chase them. Leave them alone. Let's take a short break and then we will continue this discussion after.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام همونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. Now we conclude this topic of prisoners and dealing with the prisoners. Now, obviously, again, we said that for every act of goodness, there is reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always reward people. The hadith we read from Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, in previous episodes, where he puts a number of cases in one hadith, and he says, if you do them, Allah will give you so and so. Amongst which, he says, if you have wealth, and then you can help Al-Asir, the captive, you can help free him, then do so. If you did, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you makarim ad-dunya wa sharaf al-akhirah. He will give you the virtues of this world and the honor of the hereafter. So remember that freeing a captive is highly regarded in Islam. And since we're talking about the commander of the faithful himself, we can't overlook what he did to the one who killed him, Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, when Imam al-Hasan took him as a captive. And one of the advices that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave to his son, Imam al-Hasan, he said, O son, this captive of yours, treat him well, treat him nicely, feed him from whatever you eat, quench his thirst from whatever you drink. Do not hurt him. Do not tie his hands. Do not cause him suffering. Do not cause him stress. Do not kill him, because you cannot do retribution before the crime. Yes, he struck me on the head, but I'm still alive. Therefore, you cannot kill him yet. If you want to kill him, you have to kill him after I'm dead. So there's a crime and there's a punishment for that crime. And then the Imam salamullah alayhi, he goes to continue when he talks about how this person should be killed. Now, keep in mind that Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, he did not just kill any ordinary man. He killed the commander of the faithful, the only commander of the faithful, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. The crime he committed, it's so huge that you and I would never ever grasp nor comprehend its magnitude. Because unless we know who Ali is, then we would know what the crime is. And no one would understand who Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is. He said to him, my son, if you want to take retribution and punishment from this guy who killed me, then make sure it's strike for strike. That's it. In the same way he hit me, in the same strength that he hit me, you do the same. And if he's, and when the person dies, make sure you give him a burial, a normal burial, and do not, when it comes to his body, make sure that you do not let people burn his body or desecrate his body either. And he said, if I live, then I know what to do with him. I'll let him free. This is the akhlaq of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that we need to learn from. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.